This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. It's been revealed that as part of his trip to the UK next week, Chinese President Xi Jinping will take time out to talk football. Xi Jinping, along with UK Prime Minister David Cameron, scheduled to travel to Manchester, where he'll tour Man City's headquarters. China's ambassador to the UK, Liu Xiaoming, says the trip, though fun for the football-loving Chinese president, might also do some good for Chinese football as well. Ambassador says he believes there's a lot of potential for cooperation between China and the UK when it comes to football. The Chinese Super League and the English Premier League did sign a cooperation agreement at the end of 2013. Chinese President Xi Jinping says poverty alleviation is going to be a priority for the government in the next five-year plan. He made the pledge this Friday as part of a forum in Beijing discussing global poverty reduction and development. Xi Jinping says more government support will be forthcoming over the next 5 years. There are still around 70 million people living below the poverty line in China, which currently sits at 2,300 yuan per year. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi making a pledge saying the Chinese government will continue to help promote a political solution to the Syrian issue. He's made the comment during a stopover in Bulgaria as part of a three-nation tour. Wang Yi going on record saying only politics and not force can solve the situation. He says the Chinese side supports international anti-terror operations that are in line with international law and have support of the countries involved. Comments come amid reports the Chinese military may be preparing to get involved in the conflict in Syria alongside Russian troops. Charges have now been laid in connection with this summer's deadly water park fire in Taiwan. The organizer of the party has been charged with negligence causing death or injury. Liu Chengchur heads the company which organized the late-night concert at a water park in New Taipei City on June 27th. Colored starch powder ejected into the crowd ignited during the event, sending a ball of fire through the crowd of young partygoers. 12 died of their injuries shortly thereafter. Nearly 500 others were hurt, with close to 90 of them suffering severe burns. Some still remain hospitalized. The final group of some 14,500 Chinese Muslims who took part in this year's Hajj in Saudi Arabia have arrived back home. However, four Chinese nationals did not make the return trip. They're among hundreds who were killed last month during a stampede toward the end of the pilgrimage. Two waves of worshippers came together on a narrow street in a village outside Mecca last month, forcing thousands together. Many of those killed suffocated under the intense pressure. It's believed the death toll from the stampede hasn't been fully disclosed. Saudi officials put the death toll at 769. However, outside calculations have suggested the number of dead could be around 1,700 or higher. Warnings are in place in Shandong for heavy smog. At least 13 cities in the northern Chinese province are expected to have to cope with the heavy pollution through Saturday. Children, the elderly, and people with respiratory diseases are being advised to stay indoors. Annual crop burning in the northern regions of China being blamed for the majority of the pollution. Around 60 trains have either been diverted or rescheduled following damage to a rail bridge in southern China. A dredging boat slammed into one of the supports of a bridge in the city of Jiaoqing in the northwestern part of Guangdong. Crews are now in the process of repairing the bridge. Jiaoqing is along the border with Guangxi and is along the route used by trains heading to Hainan. It's unclear at this point when the line will reopen. Russia has signed off on a major investment in Pakistan. The $2 billion U.S. dollar investment will go toward the creation of an 1,100-kilometer-long natural gas pipeline running from the port of Karachi to the northern city of Lahore. Phase one of the project expected to be finished in 2 years. The Russian investment, the first in Pakistan in some 40 years. It's been announced the defense chiefs of South Korea and Japan are set to hold a series of talks next week. North Korea, as well as the new security bills passed by the Japanese parliament this past month, are expected to be high on the agenda during the sessions in Seoul. Japanese Defense Minister Gen Nakatani also due to attend a defense exhibition during his time in South Korea. It's the first visit to South Korea by a Japanese defense minister since Prime Minister Shinzo Abe took office in December of 2012. Football legend Raul has announced plans to call it a career next month after wrapping up his time in the North American Soccer League. The 38-year-old Spaniard is currently playing for the New York Cosmos. He spent 16 years with Real Madrid, winning 6 La Liga titles, 3 Champions League titles, as well as 6 Spanish Super Cups. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.